thesis. The beginning of that if we want to finish off thesis, shouldn't take too long. Then I'll leave you to prepare the rest. So we have your answer on thesis. What will you say below your test means? And what's the answer of the Gemara? So the Gemara said, just to do a very quick recap, the Gemara said that perhaps a Bayer test is a total. For the Gemara, why should it be a total more than the more than the Bayer? Neither of them are written clearly in the Torah. To which the Gemara answered, it is. The Bayer is written clearly in the Torah because it says by Mace Yehud.
Question was, why should it be less? Or why should either of them be enough?
One of them definitely has to be an hour. The Torah says, Bechiyecha ish boy.
No, how do you know that 10 or 9 is even
right,
accurate?
That's what we're saying.
You don't have any proof. This can't be the whole.
What? Is that an boy? Is that the boy? It doesn't say in the Torah if it's Yudit or a test. So what gives you right to choose one more than the other? Is that a boy that's an hour? Pasuk speaks about it. Just the Pasuk doesn't say which one. So why are you saying a bow of yud is the a bow of test is it? Yeah. So Ritzu Gemara says no, because it says and we know that's 10, and therefore we know that's what the Pasuk was speaking about. The Pasuk was speaking about a bow of yud, and that's the app. Now I understand why I want to hold it in total. And then the Gemara says no. So Zahab Lemisa Zahab Lemizoki. So Rashi Tosfos points out, Rashi elsewhere understood that Stambur is Yud. And that's why Tosfos had the Kasha. So what was the Gemara saying? That there's no, it's not written in the Torah an Av of Yud. It does, it says the word Bur. Bur is Yud. Stambur is Yud.
Hello.
Just
For the Havana purposes, I'm asking. We can't just say that Rashi said it over there that Stambur is Yud. Based on the Gilui Minsa over here, that he was using what he learned here, what Chazal said in the Gemara, which obviously he knew, which was that this bowl, which he's calling the Stam bowl, was Megalitas, the Chachamim were Megalitas, it means 10, Musfar, whatever name it was. So he, over there, he's saying that that's Stam bowl. He learned that from here, that's 10.
Yeah, the word Stam bowl doesn't mean that. Stam bowl means that when referring to a bowl, it automatically means that the boy good. But if you read the Mishnah in Daf Yud, in Daf Nun, it's that's where Rashi is coming from. Read the Mishnah.
Yes.
The Mishnah says, "Echad achoyfer boys shiach ma'oro charitim leitzim yachayim." So Mishnah has a kasha inki nomenem a boy. So why does the Torah use the word boy if it's zasach a boy? So the Mishnah answers. Ma boy, she is bukede the homies as so. Just like a boy has today the homies. Why? Because a boy is 10. So do everything which is today the homies, you're going to be chayim. If it's 10, 12, you're going to be chayim. So the Mishnah says the Torah wrote boy to tell me this din, she is bukede the homies as so. Says Rashi. What does that mean? It means the Torah boy because Stam boy is 10. So the Torah picked the boy as an example for something to show that you're going to be chayev for killing. That's why the Torah picked boy because boy is something which is kedei homis asar. A boy is an example of something that's 10 tvachim. Not from Asuria. A Torah picked the word boy to tell me that you need something you can kill. If you come from Asuria, the Torah didn't pick the word boy to tell me you can kill. The Torah picked the word Bamesi Eloi.
The Torah said bowl. We didn't know what it was. There's a hint from the words of Bamesi Eloi as to what bowl was. Otherwise, we don't know what filling is.
So you don't need to say
it. What is it?
Again, if we're using the word Bamesi Eloi to tell me there needs to be something you can kill, why pick on boy? So he said, no, because boy has what to kill. And Sheikh doesn't? Sheikh doesn't have what to kill? How do you know that Boy has one tekel?
How do you know?
So if you're saying because the posuk v'amisi Eloi, so then you could have said Shiach as well, because with Boy you wouldn't have known it. You're saying only because v'amisi Eloi. So then you could have said Shiach v'amisi Eloi. Ki yiche ish Shiach v'amisi Eloi. So why pick a Boy? That was the question of the Mishnah.
Because
Boy
is
Kenasar. Maybe you just said to yourself. Not because of Amisi Eloi.
The Gemara says Amisi Eloi. That's the reason. The Gemara says it.
So again, if the Gemara said Amisi Eloi, then it could have said the same as Shiach.
There's many things.
So that was a question of the Mishnah there. Why pick on Boy?
It's not a contradiction. Shiach on Boy because whatever reason, there is because of Hashem said Boy, and we don't know what it is. So we really
my dear friend, Reb Yossi, the Mishnah has a question. Why did the Torah write Boy? The Mishnah is not saying that there's Exerus or Kosov, and therefore don't ask your question, close your eyes and go further. The Mishnah says, I don't understand why the Torah picked on Boy more than any other thing. Now, if the only way we know that Boy can kill is because it says Vamesi Eloi, and without Vamesi Eloi, we wouldn't know that Boy can kill, a Boy could be five Tvachim, then yeah, we could have picked on Shia for the same thing. Shiach, Yech is Shiach, Vamesi Eloi. Now I know this Shiach can kill. I know the Shiach can kill because it says Vamesi Eloi. If the only reason we know that Boy can kill is because of Vamesi Eloi, then it could have picked any other word as well. And the Mishnah is asking, why pick on Boy? Just say, Yech is Shiach, Vamesi Eloi. Why Boy? So what's the answer of the Mishnah? No, because Boy has Kedei Lahomis. How do you know Boy has to be the obvious? Says Rashi there. Because Stam Boy is 10.
One second.
That's the same what Rashi there. Rashi there says Pshat in the Mishnah. Stam Boy is 10. Stam Boy is 10. And the Mela, I understand now why the Torah said Boy. The Torah said Boy to tell me that just like Boy can kill, how do I know Boy can kill? Because the Stam Boy is 10. My boy, she's big the homies. Asara, a stumber is 10. So too, I've called she's big the homies. Asara. So from there we know Shiach, from there we know Ma'ara, because it said boy, and boy means it has to be 10. So from there we know, or are there anything else that can kill if it is 10?
So boy means 10.
Boy means 10, as Rashi says.
So how does that contradict that? It contradicts our Gemara here. Right?
What are you asking?
It contradicts our
Gemara. Excellent.
Our
Gemara.
So, Pshita
Asi.
Let me see Rashi.
You're welcome to give your
whole question.
Yossi. There's a question. There is a question on Rashi. You yourself just said it contradicts it.
It's a contradiction. No, I don't think it's a question at all. Because obviously Rashi meant that. He obviously knew this Gemara. Obviously meant that this Gemara itself says where we got it from.
Okay, you've got a Munas Chachamim at the moment, very nice. Rashi, very great rabbi, don't make a mistake. Must be, he means everything what Tosfos is going to say. Okay, that's a Munas Chachamim. If you learn Rashi, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi Dav Yud, Dav Nun says, Ma boy, Sheish Vigdel HaOmes, says Rashi, Stam boy, Asor. Rashi's learning exactly like we just explained. The Mishnah said, why pick on boy? Answers, because boy is the paradigm, if that's the English word, of something that can kill. Not from any posuk, not from Vamesi Eloi, but Stam boy is a boy of 10 tefachim. So Ma boy, Sheish Vigdel HaOmes, Asor, Afkol, Sheish Vigdel HaOmes. Asar, just like boy is 10, why? Because stam boy is asar. So too, she's really always asar. That is how you learn Rashi there. And so Tosan says Rashi there, and that is what Rashi is saying there. So Frank Tosan says it contradicts Asar. First of all, Asar, if he's right, then it's in Fosha Av. The Torah says it's a clear Av. The Torah says, Kiyiche ish boy. What's a boy? There. No. So his Torah spoke about a boy of 10. So why is the Gemara saying lo yud ksiv? It is yud ksiv. A boy. The word boy means 10. Right? As Yossi will tell you, the Gemara of boy is 10. But it's pekotin. So the word boy means 10. So therefore, what are you asking about? It's not half. Mr. Pekotin, take up all the zeros. 2 and 6 and 2. Kids, it's my push, it's 10 talking. That's first kasha. Second kasha, if you look in Al-Gemara, the Gemara says the only way you know about death is because of Amis Yeloi, not because of Stam Boy is Yud. So another kasha on Rashi. The third kasha, was not so connected, but more cash on Amsugya here. The Rashi here said that an offer of Nosoka Shoyach Amoy means any boy, even a small boy. Balaboy Shalim, you have to pay for damage or death that you caused. Obviously, if this is what you caused, if your bit didn't cause it, then you wouldn't be chayek. And that's why the person not chayek if the boy less than 10 kills. That's how Rashi learned. Frank Tosis, if the posuk is talking about both types of boys, that's what the posuk is talking about. Talking about boy doesn't make a difference of the size. Talking about boy, then how can we have a ptur for mise if an Adam falls in, but there's no ptur for nizokin if an Adam falls in? If an Adam falls in, there's no chiyuv to pay koifa for the fact that he died, but there is a chiyuv to pay for his damages. Where do you know there's no chiyuv to pay if he dies? So the pasuk says, shoy b'loy Adam, midashon shoy b'loy Adam. It would be as much relevant by nizokin as well. If the pasuk speaking to both a boy of 8 and a boy of 10. Those are the three questions of Tosis. So because of that, Tosis changed one big nukud on Rash. The boy doesn't mean 10. Boy means more than 10, right? A boy, a standard size boy, can kill. They not just can kill. Can kill with a certainty. It's so deep, if a person falls in, no chance of him surviving. That's real deep. So, what's Vamesi Eloi teaching us? Vamesi Eloi is teaching us that you don't need that bad. As much as it could kill, and it kills, it's going to be high. So, Vamesi Eloi limits it to 10-4. So, why? So, to speak out, why do you need both boy and Vamesi Eloi? Because if you just have Vamesi Eloi, you would think,
anything that he falls in.
If it falls in and dies, it's going to be chayv.
What's the mechanism? We're saying that it comes to limit it. How do we know that?
Oh, so if you just have Amisiyelo, you would say anything that dies, you'd be chayv. Comes on boy to tell me, no, it has to be a kilopit. So now why do you need Amisiyelo? What's Vamesi Eloi now teaching you? And he teach me that you don't even need so much of a killing pit now turned around, right? Now it's a limit. What else does it come to say?
He's going to have a lot of Vamesi, but the carcass belongs to.
Ah, yeah. Say that. You're asking that maybe we use it for that. It's in that. Chasna Vele. Yeah, okay, that's going to be Machlikas in the Gemara, if the Vele goes down, it belongs to the Nizik or the Mazik.
Either or, the pasuk is coming to teach you that halacha will help you ask him about.
So you know, if the mace doesn't belong to the mazik, yes, the church will be okay. I hear that.
I like the question, David.
Yeah. So is it both then? Is it so? How can we learn two halachas from the
same? Yeah, I'm saying that's a kasha. Yeah, mask. Yeah. You're asking if the mace tells me. If I meet it, it tells me that an invader is on the Nizik. Okay, I have to look into that. But okay, Tosis learns both from. Tosis says, Bamisalai comes to limit. He doesn't need to be so deep, good enough to be just 10 Tvachim is wrong. So that's how we now know that a boy of Yud is an av. How do you know a boy of Yud is an av? The Torah says boy. A boy means very, very much. It can kill. But when you say, well, he limited it. So we know a boy of Misa is in force of the Torah that you are chayiv for. Okay?
So there's also a school that if the boar was 9 and the animal died, it died from her. Mm-hmm. Or other cause.
Would not need to pay.
But for sure, it wouldn't have to pay. But say, but you wouldn't have to pay because the board didn't do it.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Just the board can't cause
right. It. That's what Vamesi Eloi comes to teach me. We want to finish off Tosis. I'm just raising an akuda for you to think about and people have a pshat. Be nice. how Tosfos read the Mishnah on Daf Nun, according to this. It doesn't read so well anymore. Gemara to cash Mishnah to cash. Why did Tosfos speak about Boy? Why do we have Boy and not Shia Mar? So the Tosfos says, Mishnah says, Ma Boy Sheish Boy Gedei Lahomis Asor. I've called Sheish Boy Gedei Lahomis Asor. So simple reading it is going to tell me how we learn from Boy how deep it has to be. Just like a Boy has Gedei Lahomis. I know, I saw it talking about how she read it. So too, teaching you that anything is only high if it is 10 tefachim deep. According to Tosfos, you don't learn from Boy, it's 10 tefachim deep. Boy itself means much more than 10 tefachim. You learn from by Mesi Eloi, limits Boy to become 10 tefachim deep. So according to Tosfos, you have to read it differently. Ma Boy sheish b'gdei l'homis, because that's what we learn from Boy. Boy has to be say the homis. Asara, that we learn from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Ma Boy sheish b'gdei l'homis, how do you know Boy has gdei l'homis? That's Boy. That's what Tosfos said. Boy is something you can kill. Afkol sheish b'gdei l'homis. Asara, that's not from Boy. That's from Bamesi Eder. Doesn't read this Gishmak is in Rashi and Abnun. Rashi and Abnun. Boy is 10. So my boy sheish b'gdei l'homis, which is 10 tefachim, so we never learn to shiach ma'or, if it's 10 tefachim, you're going to be chayav. But Tosfos, no. If you wouldn't write the boy, you wouldn't have known you need a lethal thing. You would have thought that you're chayav, even if it's standardized anytime. My boy sheish b'gdei l'homis, just like a boy is something which can kill, so too you need something which can kill. How much is something you can kill? That is a sorrow, it's not learned from boy. That's how Tosfos and his mission there. Top. So now we get to the last part of Tosfos, which is really on the Sof. The last part of Tosfos, Umasik Sof Zahav Nemisiv Zahav Nemizok. You see where it is? In my Gemara, the first word in the line is Ksiv. About halfway down Tosfos, just over halfway. So Masik, the Gemara concludes, Sof, Zahav, Lemisav, Zahav, Linizok. Now this is very difficult to understand. Why is it Ab Linizok? We've just explained the Potip talking about Boi. Boi means a lethal pit. So the Potip speaking about a lethal pit. I may say, oh, say, okay, but the Potip speaking about a lethal pit. So where do we get to the Ab for Nizok? Where is it?
It's inferred.
Huh?
It's inferred.
How's it inferred?
By the fact that we know that a bull, a hen, is responsible for killing. Much more anything below that, it's going to be for injuries, for damage.
So Tosfos doesn't go from Diuk, and that's how Rashi learned. Rashi learned, the first shot of Rashi learned to Diuk, like you're saying. Because the Pasuk says, Bamesi Eloi, is Mashmar Boi Rasor, is Chai for Mr. Shoy. But less than that's a nine. That's Rashi learned. Like, you're totally going to see slightly different. But, okay, we'll see. Elo mafkino misvor. We learn it from a svor. What's a svor? Mevamis elo mafkino misvor. Mevamis yelo. We learn from a svor from that. To be inon kedei lahomis. Rak kedei lahomis. We learn from mevamis yelo. Then you only need. You don't need it to be so lethal. To be inon rak kedei lahomis. Kim lo rabonon. Vekim lo rabonon, yeah, with the vav. Vekim lo rabonon, rabonon established tainu boyud.
We would not have known to have the word rock. We would not have known that.
You know who did?
Someone. How did you know, Ruben?
Because that's how you understand it. Can only be. Yossi, we gave Shiona yesterday.
I know. We question things did. It doesn't say it. Say it, so
let's
work it out.
But
that's insane.
Well, he did.
You don't make sense. It makes sense.
It doesn't make sense otherwise. Read it again. We'll do a recap of yesterday. It doesn't make sense. What do we say? It said, the boy you like to bed. El mafkin on misvara. We learn from svara. From where? That it has to kill. We learn from the meis yeloi to be inon. Kedei lahomis.
The minimum requirement of 10 is what would define.
Translate the word be inon kedei lahomis.
we require kedei lahamis in order for it to be responsible for killing.
No, what does kedei lahamis mean?
In order to kill.
The pit is one that can kill.
Yes. You're
adding in some words.
No, that's a given here.
Yeah, you're also adding words. The translation to be in a kedei lahamis means we need a pit that can kill.
Yes.
That you can see from Bo, not from Vamesi Eloi. Bo tells me a pit that can kill. Vamesi Eloi didn't teach me a pit that can kill. That we knew already from Bo. Taisa says the word Bo means a pit that can kill. So what do you mean by Vamesi Eloi teaches me that you need a pit that can kill? That we learned from Bo. It doesn't mean that. It means that you need a pit that even if it can just kill, even if it's just enough that can kill. That's all it is, it's Rakkanil Amis. We came to Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon established the Hainu Boyud. Rabbonon established what's the minimum size that can kill? Boyud. So once we know that Misvar, says Tosfos, how did we know that it's a poor boy that can kill? Tafka is 10 tvok, and let me svara. Boites, nami have a svara. So boites is also svara, dabe av lini zokim. Kivan, the yesh boy kadei lahazik. Says Tosfos. Tosfos says, bo yud. The pasuk speaks about bo yud. And how did we get to 10? Because we had a svara. That only a yud can kill, a 9 can't kill. So you're not chai for 9, you're only chai for 10. Why are you chai for 10? Because the svar. The svar is teaching me that you're chai sometimes and potter sometimes. You're chai for 10, because that can kill. You're potter for 9, because it can't kill. So therefore, there should be a svar also telling me that you should be chai if you got injured at 9. And what if you got injured by 8 and you can do it, what do you make? Anything the svar is teaching me.
It's only 9. No,
boy 9 just means the boy of the teaching.
Let's say 8. Why doesn't he say let anything less than 10? Why is he using more ridiculous? Anything less than 10 would be free.
That's not right. That's Tosfos. That's the Gemara. Yeah. Boy test boy. Yeah.
Right.
So boy test is the name of a boy of Nizik. A boy that can't get to the stage of killing.
It's just pretty lazy. Is there a minimum to that as well?
Again, you have to bring the experts to see if the pit shouldn't have caused that damage, and it obviously wasn't the thing that caused the damage. If it can, it can. We'll bring the surveyors, whatever it is, to the assessors to work that out. But first of all, we have to understand what Tosfos is saying, then we can have our questions on the Gemara. But the Tosfos is saying that very good, we learn misvar. So very test. Who are the misvar? That's what Tosfos says, but it doesn't read. It's not understandable. Boy yud, we learned. What do we learn misvar? What do we learn misvar by boy yud? The pasuk was speaking about a little bit. That's what the pasuk was speaking about. The pasuk was speaking about a little bit. The svar told us that the lethality is up to 10 tvar, not lower than that. Right? If it's lower than 10 tvar, it wouldn't have killed. That was a svar then. Svar limited what the potter was speaking about. The potter was speaking about a boy, something can kill. The svar told me
the minimal amount.
Right. So, but the potter wasn't speaking about nizik in bechal. So, why are you telling me now? Oh, my svar, I should tell you, should be chai for nizokim. So, it should be an arm for nizokim. The potter was not speaking about nizokim. The potter was speaking about misa. Boy is an example of something that can kill. That's what the pasuk spoke. Yiche ish boy. A person digs a lethal pit. What's the svar telling me? How far down? What's the minimum? What's the minimum of a lethal pit? You might have thought maybe 5 tvar. No, 10 tvar.
So can the svar be bootstrapped to that one for the lethal pit? If it's not a lethal pit, then
you have to pay, then it's only a damaging bit. So it's a deal on the svara, it's bootstrapping
that
svara amount to the other svara, the Mises svara. Not sure I understand what you're saying. And the question is that when you're talking about what the Torah is speaking about, that's what's an av.
Right.
What the Torah wasn't speaking about will be a toldo.
Okay.
So the Torah, what you're saying, the svara we saw that you're only chayv at 10 tefachim and not less than that.
Okay.
That's coming to explain what the pasuk's speaking about. That would be the av. But the Torah is not speaking about the toldo, the nizokim bechlal. So any svar you want to build up, makashab, it'll be a toldo.
Except if you look at the Rashi's second lashona, where he says that it talks about mis yelo. Then, and without specifying, that an animal that falls, then, you know, that without specifying whether or not it's miso or damages, then that would also, that from that pasuk, the nafal pasuk, without the specification, that makes into an ob, because it's
written. As Rashi's pshat, not this pshat.
Right. No, but you read it into it.
Well, come to Rashi, that's a kash of bechlal.
Rashi's got a problem with
let's focus on Tosis. You want to bring Rashi in after the first focus on Tosis. You're bringing in Rashi, that's not relevant. So that's the difficulty what Tosis is talking about. So that Av Misa, that Av in Zokin, if we find by Av, by Misa, that it's some element of Svara, that element of Svara should be attributable by Nizokin as well. So asking, it's not true. The Pasuk itself was speaking about Misa. The Pasuk was not speaking about Nizokin. The Pasuk was speaking about Misa. It was talking about Misa. So, of course, that's an Av. The Pasuk wasn't speaking about Nizokin. Why should that be a Tolba? The Maram asks this question. The Maram says, it's to serve as Avon, but the Maram says that what we saw by Misa was that it's not a kosher. Person digs a pit, animal dies, it's not a kosher. Oh, animal dies, you need to pay. Your pit, animal dies, you need to pay. No, it wasn't a kosher. There was an element of svara involved. The Torah was only mechayev you because your pit was something that could do it. That's what we find from the pasuk. But Mesi alone is megale to us that the Torah, when he speaks about the mazik of boy, the Torah didn't say you did it, you pay for it. No, the Torah says if your thing could do it, you have to pay for it. That's what we see from Mesi alone. If you see you dug a pit and what you did could do that, then you're chayv to pay.
What's the Miso
or so the pasuk is really talking about Misa. But that's what the pasuk is speaking about. But what do we see from that? The Torah says that what you're doing, what happened, the animal died, is only if your pit could kill it. It was not because if an animal dies in your pit, you need to pay. If your pit could kill it, then you need to pay. The pasuk was speaking about Misa. The Torah spoke about Misa. But it revealed to us that it's not exist, a kosov is coming an element of svara as well. So says Tosfos, that element of svara should follow on into nizokin as well. What the Torah taught us is there's no exist of kosov here, it's berada. If what happened is connected to what you did, then you pay. So if so, who are then by nizokin? If what happened is connected to what you did, you should have to pay. This var mesi eloi, which taught us, or boy and the var mesi eloi together, they taught us that you only have to pay if what happened is related to what you did, should follow on as well to say that you have to pay if the damages happen because of what you did.
That's still what it
makes. Excellent question. Please, Rosh, ask this question. It's still only a svar. It's not a function. Torah spoke about that, and Torah spoke about Misa. Excellent question that Josh asked this guy. He asked on Rashi as well. The first Rashi on Rashi.
So the deal doesn't work then to bring it into camp bootstrap.
It does.
Okay, so why can't
you? Svar, it does. Torah is saying it does. Torah is Rosh is asking it shouldn't.
Okay. So, and so Tosfos Rosh would always hold that if you're just making a deal from what's there, then it wouldn't make it.
Right.
That's not enough to bootstrap it in.
Rosh in the first pshat and Tosfos in this pshat both hold that it doesn't need to be mefurish in the Torah as much as you could see it in the Torah. Rashi in the first part says there's a diuk in the Torah. Tosfos in this part says it's a svar. A svar.
Well,
you see in the first.
Wouldn't it be both the diuk and svar combined?
No, no. It's no diuk here. It's a svar. You see by Misa that the Torah only was required you to pay if what you did could do that. So the svar tells me what then. By anything which is related to what you did, to what happened, should have to pay. That's what this pasuk is telling us. This svara is teaching us that as much as what you did by Misa, you have to pay because it's what you did. So too, what you did by Nizokin should have to pay. As Ibn David asks, it's only svara. It's not pasuk. So the pasuk spoke about by Misa. So that kasha is still strand. There's no answer to that. That's a kasha on the Tosfos. Umikom, okay. Now Tosfos said that. This has got the answer. Remember Tosfos' third question? If the pasuk was speaking about both Nizokin and Misa, so there should be a ptur for Odom by Nizokin. She said, no, the pasuk wasn't speaking about the crowd, the Nofos Shama Shoy. The pasuk was talking about a lethal pit. How did we get to the Av of Toldo Misvar? The pasuk itself was speaking about a lethal pit. And therefore it's Pashat Shoy, but the Odom was only said by a lethal pit. The drushes that we make are only relevant to what the pasuk was speaking about. Svaras that you want to extrapolate from that, but we don't have on that any existing cause of being a might. Sorry, but I order in that case. Okay, Rabbi?
No, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Rabbi was saying that the Tosfos' third question was on the Gemara also. I thought it's only on Rashi. Because Rashi says that the Pasuk is both Nezikin and Misa, rather than that the Gemara doesn't say it either way. I mean, the Gemara says both are Svara that we learn out from, but it doesn't contradict what the Tosfos holds that's only the Pasuk's only talking about Misa.
Yeah, that what I meant beforehand was it's not connected to the Rashi definitely. It's connected to Asagay. Yeah, but you're right. That's Tosfos' answer. Here we're talking about boy, or the Pasuk itself is talking about boy of Yud, of the King Kill, boy of Yud, and therefore any drushes of Shevel Yod are going to be learned out from that. Mashengen, how do we know Nizokim? As Svar. Chiddush Gadol. Tosfos holds you can have a svara to make it out. Even more than Rashi. Rashi enters a deal. At least it's somewhat in the positive. We've got a deal. Positive about Misa. No, yeah. Misa, yeah, but he's offering something else. According to Tosfos, it's totally a svara.
We see that somewhat by Shabbos, though. The Abbalachos of Shabbos are not written specifically in the Torah. It's a svara that says the Mishkan.
It's a hekesh. So the Mishkan, so we need Melacha, so Mishkan. You're saying which ones are included? Okay, it's a lot of Chashuvim. Yeah, but the Svar there's... No, then it's come to say which ones are excluded. The Svar is coming to say which ones are excluded. Really, the Pasuk is Lissas from Melacha, and tells me the Mishkan, anything which is Chashuv in the Mishkan. Yeah. Right, yeah. Abishami Dorish, it's Misham's got the food shot. Tavani Lemichtim, Kiyiftach Ish, Kiyiche Ish Boy. Why did it say Boy twice? Lomo Ksiv Boy Boy. Why did it say Kiyiftach Ish Boy and Kiyiche Ish Boy? Just say one boy. Elo, Chad Boy Lemisa, Chad Boy Lemisa. Unto Shami. Beautiful. How do you know that Av for? How do you know there's an Av for Misa? Because it says boy. How do you know Av for Nizokin? Because it says boys. You have two boys. That's the easiest chapter in the whole suit. No?
It's made easier by the point of Yossi, the second boy in the process is that law. And then Misa is with a vote. The first is with a vote, be certain, seven.
Yeah, to seven is very good. Yeah, so that's Yerushalmi. So that's the easiest mahal. That Avraham Yitzchak Avraham Yitzchak. It says both boy and boy. It says twice.
But then you have a problem with the darshaning that the secret for the other.
Oh yeah, kol makoyim loy mematinon odom min zokin. We will not exclude odom from zokin, meaning the odom would be chayv from zokin. The crow. The Venofal, the Posuk of Venofal, Loi Memayet, the Posuk of Venofal, Shoy, yeah, is coming to exclude Elo Amayet Exib Bekro Behedya. Only what's written explicitly in the Posuk. And which one's explicitly in the Posuk? The Boy of Yud. Why is the Boy of Yud? Why is that explicit? Because it says, Mamayet Eloi. It says that the Mace died. So you're right, there's one word which is extra. If you would read it, Ki yiftach ish v'chiyiche ish boy, v'nofa l'fono, v'nofa l'sech shoy echamoy, v'al ha'boy yishalem, v'ameis yeloi, you would know that's clearly talking about a boy of 10. There's an extra word, boy, which tells me nizokim. That's an extra word. It's not what the focus of the pasuk is. The focus of the pasuk is misa. There's an extra word to tell me Nizokim. So it says the Yerushalmi. So two boys tell me the two always, but the Torim of an offer of the form of Shoy Echamoy, an offer of Shoy Echamoy, that is going on Misa. And the main one is Shoy Echamoy, Echamoy, Echamoy.
So the Pasuk is talking about things, and the Pasuk is talking about one thing. It's
a Yitum. The Yitum, an extra word, the Yitum.
Yeah, but how are you utilizing it? It's a very surgical cut.
My issue is not necessarily.
There must be a reason for that as well. Okay, say that. Because I'll probably dash on that. Yeah, they do probably have that. Not a cotton or something. Yeah, it has to be a god and not a cotton. I think they can not dash. Yeah, the end of Sheshanagar for that. Yeah. Okay, very good.
According to quote Tosos, can you just so he burns out from our Pesukim? The word ball means a very large pit.
Very deep.
Very deep, sorry. In the Pesukim. That's what it means. Very deep pit.
Well, Macy Eloy limits it down to 10. Right?
Okay.
And that's how we know. Now you're chay of the 10. And then how do you know Nizokin? Because since you find that you're only chay for Misa if it dies in a pit of 10 and not in a pit of 9, so you see the Torah says that it needs to be related to what you did, is what happened. It's not something that says the cause of your animal dies, you have to pay, but rather it's because of what you did that's what caused it. That tells me Misvara, the Huadin. Anything which you do that causes something, if it's the cause and effect, then you would need to pay for it. So Nizokin, you'd have to pay, because Nizokin, since it's a cause and effect, you pick a pit of 8, 7, 6, and it causes the injury for Matim for 8, 7, 6. That's what you have to pay for. Right? So that's how Tosfos learns. So Ze'av Nizokin, Misvara. Ze'av Nizokin. So Ze'av Misa, Ze'av Nizokin means Misvara.
So really, you learn all of the others from the board.
Why?
Because that we would anything that because of you that you got damaged. You have to pay. It's
my animal,
and then if an animal does it, it's a kolshekin.
Why is it kolshekin?
Oh, because he dug it himself. Yeah. Okay.
No. Okay, that's it for today. We're meant to be a 20-minute shit. Took it slightly double as long. But, okay, homework for tomorrow. I'll test you mentioned tomorrow. We need to know in Shana Sugya, Tumachim of Rashi and Tosis. All right? Get clear. What is Pshat? How did we know in the first place that we're talking about Boy of Yud? How did we therefore move on to say it should be a Tolder of that the Nizakin should also be an Av and not a Tolder? Wish you all the best of British luck.